With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Facing congressional criticism that he's withholding key evidence about financial dealings of President Biden's family members, Attorney General Merrick Garland told the House Judiciary Committee that, quote, in his words, he won't be intimidated by the possibility of being held in contempt of Congress. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio was asked if a continued standoff might lead to the arrest of the Attorney General.
I guess 100 and some years ago, there's a what's called, I think it's called inherent contempt, where you could have the sergeant at arms. But I'm not for that. What I'm for is giving us the information. We think the argument's on our side. If we have to go to court, we go to court.
Jordan's complete interview will appear on the news program this week on The Hill, being broadcast this weekend on radio stations and on the Salem News Channel. President Biden has for the first time publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a month-long holdup in American military assistance that resulted in Russia making gains on the battlefield. Also on SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump says he has plans to fix immigration and the illegal flow of drugs from places like China.
You stop it at the source. It's much easier than really having battles at the border, and we'll stop it at the stores. And I'll go back to President Xi, and he'll honor it, I believe, death penalty for those people that send these horrible drugs into our country. And you'll see it stop very quickly. Thank you.
Mr. Trump talked about China and several other issues during a town hall event yesterday in Phoenix. Prosecutors in Hunter Biden's criminal case are still planning to call a drug expert and an FBI chemist today. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off by 16 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans support Harrison Butker.
The kicker for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs sparked controversy last month with a commencement speech in which he condemned abortion, the LGBT agenda, and President Biden's support for both. He was hammered in the mainstream media and on social media, but a new poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that 58% of Americans support Butker's right to say whatever he wants about anything he wants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monet Johnson's office has validated the measure for the November general election ballot. It'll be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on the question. In 2020, they passed a measure that was later struck down in court for containing multiple issues. In 2022, voters defeated a single-subject proposal to legalize recreational marijuana. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says he got the chance to meet with two master storytellers in Normandy to mark the D-Day invasion.
Senator Cruz says he got a chance to meet with director Steven Spielberg and actor Tom Hanks, also in Normandy, to mark the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion of occupied France. Cruz wrote on X, "Ran into Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, two master storytellers who have done a beautiful job chronicling the incredible heroism of the greatest generation." Hank starred in and Spielberg directed 1988's Saving Private Ryan, depicting the Allied landing on Omaha Beach on June 6, 1944. Bob Agner reporting.
Tentative signs have begun to emerge that the U.S. economy is cooling in a way that would be welcomed by the Federal Reserve's inflation fighters. Companies are posting fewer available jobs and consumer spending has slipped. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Jeremy House.